USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the Taliban overreached with a car bomb attack in Kabul that killed an American soldier, leading President Donald Trump to call off the Afghanistan peace talks initially planned for Camp David. Pompeo said the Trump administration had recalled the American envoy who had been negotiating with Taliban leaders for months in Qatar, and it will be up to the insurgent group whether any talks will resume. Critics denounce Trump's plan to hold the Camp David meetings just days before the 18th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, and they said Trump was giving legitimacy to extremists who were responsible for the deaths of more than 2,400 U.S. service members in America's longest war. Pompeo said Trump wanted to look the Taliban leaders directly in the eye while they worked to finalize an agreement that would allow the U.S. to start withdrawing troops. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More and more tributes to Confederate heroes are being taken down throughout the country. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
Highway signs honoring the President of the Confederacy, Jefferson Davis, are being taken down in a northern Virginia county. In May, a state panel approved Arlington County's request to change the name of U.S. Route 1 from Jefferson Davis Highway to Richmond Highway. County workers are now beginning to swap out the signs at a cost of $17,000. The city of Alexandria made a similar change at the start of the year. The highway carried the Davis name since 1922. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Russia and Ukraine conducted a major prisoner exchange that freed 35 people detained in each country and flew them to the other, a deal that could help advance Russian and Ukraine relations and end 5 years of fighting in the East Ukraine. The trade involved some of the highest profile prisoners caught up in a bitter standoff between Ukraine and Russia. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The NFL gets underway in full swing today, and that means more office pools. With that story, here's USA's John Clements.
Productivity takes a real hit when fantasy football time rolls around. One estimate has been made. Employees will spend 2.5 hours a week, costing the nation's business community $9 billion. Researchers from Nielsen Scarborough estimated 12.5 million adults will play fantasy football this year. While some businesses frown on this activity, Andrew Challenger of Challenger, Gray & Christmas said fantasy football leagues can boost a company's bottom line in terms of higher morale and lower turnover. He added these types of distractions can keep workers' creative juices flowing. I'm John Clemens.
Duke University says an investigation has found no evidence that former basketball star Zion Williamson received improper benefits. School spokesman Michael Schoenfeld said in a statement that a thorough and objective probe led by investigators outside the athletic department found no evidence to support any allegation that would have jeopardized Williamson's eligibility. Duke Athletic Director Kevin White said in April the school would investigate after lawyer Michael Avenatti accused Nike of paying Williamson's mother to convince him to attend a college affiliated with the shoe company. Williamson was taken first overall by the New Orleans Pelicans in the NBA draft after earning the Associated Press Player of the Year honor as a freshman at Duke. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.